This is Wildcat Dojo Conversations.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Sensei Michelle. If you listened last week, then you know we're continuing our discussion on the seven lines of text in Grandmaster Peter Urban's book, The Karate Dojo. We are still here with Sensei Robert Carbone.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
It is always a pleasure. Thanks for being here. And of course, Sensei Jackie and I are hanging tough. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hi, everybody.
And we are going to get right to it. But before we do, when we closed out last week's episode, we did not mention that when you listen to the podcast, if you scroll on your phone in a downward way, you'll see some notes that I write. About three quarters of the way through those notes, there's a little button that says support the show. And if you would like to click that button and give a couple of dollars to help us support the show, okay, we would appreciate it. Sensei Jackie and I are doing a silent high five in the hopes that you could see us doing it. Now, before we start talking about this half of what we're calling tenets, and you should totally look that word up. It means smart things people say.
Beliefs, you know, principles, you know.
You know, to people like me, that's what it means. Let's read them all for them again, shall we?
Good idea.
So we have to go back in time to one of our earlier sheets of paper.
I got them right here.
Oh, cool. Go for it.
A karate man in training is in karate.
That's going to make you want to go back and listen to last week's episode if you missed it.
Strength comes from health. Speed comes from effort. Technique comes from experience. Willpower comes from faith. Serenity comes from old knowledge. And progress comes from new knowledge.
So we're going to do the last three here today. But in case you missed last week's show, I do want to quickly say that I had a long conversation with Hanshi Milanowski before we started recording today, which I'm sure all of you have heard me mention him before. And he did tell me that Grandmaster Urban was a firm believer in growth through your years of training, and that it might be okay for us to discuss these with our own thoughts and our own, you know, additions, and not in any way be disrespectful to him, because we do not in any way mean to be disrespectful.
Not at all.
But part of growth is saying things that are in your head. So if you have things in your head and you want to get them out and tell us, please get in touch. Towards the end of the show, we'll give you that contact information. Us?
Us.
Okay, Sensei Jackie, where are we picking it up?
I'd like to pick it up with the tenet that says, willpower comes from faith. And faith is not just a religious issue. Faith is believing in something.
Could it even be yourself?
It definitely could be yourself, and especially in karate, because that's one of the things that we teach. So the more you believe in yourself, the more you can have willpower. And also, wouldn't you think that willpower would be your chi?
Thank you. I was hoping that one of you guys would open that door up. So let's use a few different words for willpower. It is absolutely chi. Because when Master Collegian used to, okay, I'm going to go in the Wayback Machine for you, Sensei Carbone. We would be cues. We would be laying in seiza, laying on the ground with our eyes closed or sitting in seiza. And Master Collegian would talk about chi. And he would say, it's also known as ki. And it's also known as prana. And it's also known as the force. In Star Wars, he would say it. It was so much fun. And I could just picture the whole room smiling a little bit when he would say the force. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes he would also talk about it as willpower. So if you break those two words down, it's the power of your will.
Or the will to act.
Yes,
which is,
exactly.
Is, by the time I came to karate, Master Collegian brought that up so many times.
That's super important too.
Yes.
The will to act, when to do,
yes,
and when not to.
Exactly. Because I was going to bring up that he also used to talk about stillness, not moving, your patience, and the snatch, your ability to move, come from the same line inside of you. What this piece of text in Grandmaster Urban's book says is that that is strengthened by your faith. And that faith could be in many, many things, as you mentioned.
And faith, belief, strong feelings, all of those things that are causing you to act or not act.
Mm-hmm.
A belief system.
A belief system, for sure. And if we wanted to take the word faith out of the religious context for just a minute, could we say that you could build faith in yourself by, and you got to go back to the other episode here, guys, the repetitions that you've done and the experiences that you've had as a martial artist, building your faith in yourself?
Yes, I definitely think you could do that, because they get stronger and stronger the more that you do them.
Right, exactly.
One's confidence in oneself.
And the other thing that goes to play here is that adaptation. One of the adaptations that the three of us are talking about is adapting to an aging body.
Yes, it doesn't mean we're less. It just means we're adapting.
And I was lucky enough to hear Grandmaster Peter Urban say in his own words in front of me once when he was visiting down here in South Florida. I can't remember the exact words. And also, I could never do any cool impersonations like other people can. But what my mind took away from it was, don't be too afraid to adapt to your body as you grow older, because that is what's going to happen.
You have no choice.
Exactly. So that was a cool thing I got to hear right from his ears.
Which goes to the fact that we're sure that the way we're talking about these tenets in 2024, they're not the same as they were when he wrote them in 1964, but they are just as meaningful.
Agreed. And I want to touch on another thing about adaptation. How about how you have to adapt as we grow technologically here in the modern world?
Most definitely.
You either that or get left behind.
That's right. And whether it's for fun, or if it's in your work,
or to share with your family who lives far away, there's all kinds of reasons why you would adapt.
That's right.
All right. Now, this is a good one, because I can adapt the last sentence to the next sentence with this nice segue. If you can learn to adapt, it will bring you a little bit more peace of mind. Correct?
Yes.
Most definitely.
And peace of mind is another way of saying what you're about to read for us, Cynthia Robb. So go for it.
Serenity comes from old knowledge.
We love that one.
Yeah. We are that one.
I mean, a lot of past experiences in one's life. And it definitely has a basis of giving you some balance in the present on experiences that you had. And I'll say this also. I think, and I didn't say this, but what I've read, that a wise person learns from someone else's mistakes.
Ooh. And his own.
Right. So you don't have to make them.
Well, you hopefully might, but let's just go one step at a time and hope not any horrifyingly life-changing ones.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say this completely out of line. So yes, guys, yell at me if you want. I think specifically he was talking about old knowledge, as in the repetitions you've done in your training. But it does affect other things. If you're driving on a road and you know that road's under construction and you go on it again, that's totally shame on you.
Definitely.
Because you already knew it was going to go poorly.
Yeah.
But there is a serenity that comes from having done
something over
10,000 straight punches.
Or doing the four empies so many times, you know confidently and calmly that you would do those if somebody punched you.
Very nice example. And just in case you're not up on your Japanese, an empi is an elbow strike. Well, not the word strike, but it is an elbow. And we're using it here as a strike. And Lord, that's a great strike.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
And between the three of us, we definitely are going to veer up around the 100,000 mark on how many times an elbow has been thrown by one of us in training.
Love elbows.
Yes.
So much stronger than a punch.
I guess.
Up close and personal. That's how we like it. Do you guys have anything else on that old knowledge?
For some reason, I keep thinking of books.
Oh, I like that.
And how great we feel after we've read a book that we know well.
Well, we do book reviews on this podcast, and it really has changed me. I have learned and thought about so many things that maybe they would have come into my mind, but maybe they wouldn't have, had I not read them in the books. And so I appreciate, first off, I appreciate the opportunity to record this podcast for that and so many more reasons. One of which, Sensei Rob, is that we get to hang out.
It's my pleasure.
It makes all the difference in the world to hang with friends or new friends.
And if you want to go on this tenet, you and Sensei Carbon have been kind of like old knowledge. You've been friends for a long time. And so that the bond between you is a serene one.
Yes. I always picture us working out in the garage back when we were Qs and thinking we were inventing new things when actually we were doing things that other people had done, but not in front of us.
Right.
It was so cool. It was so fun.
Over 40 years ago.
God, that's a smile memory right there.
Definitely.
But we have to admit that the last tenet, as we're going to call it, is the one that not only is the opposite of the one we just read, but also the one that really keeps you growing and changing in karate. And here it is. Progress comes from new knowledge. And before I even start to speak of that, I just want to say, I just literally did an example when I said how I've learned from the books as we have been doing book reviews on this podcast. So that's an example of it right there.
And when you were talking about all the things to keep in touch with your family using technology, that's totally new knowledge,
right? I have a funny take on progress from new knowledge, and I'm interested in your opinion, Sensei Rob. I read somewhere a long time ago in some sort of hard copy, it was a magazine or a book, where a man said, it's much easier to go and learn something new than it is to take something you're already invested in, as we are invested in karate, and learn that material in a new way.
I agree.
That's a cool sentence. He said it so much better than I did. Yeah. And I don't know where the saying is.
Yeah, you're rooted in your old ways on the old knowledge to redo it.
And to grow and change with it.
It's difficult.
Actually, that takes a lot of faith and willpower.
So now we're mixing and matching all of them together, aren't we, guys?
I think so.
And I think one thing that happens if you've been in karate for a long time is that a person could become a little bit sedentary. I don't know if that's the right word.
Set in their ways.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that, you know, been there, done that, don't need to do it again. But I can speak from experience here and say that to this day, if I take a simple kata that I have literally taught hundreds of times over my 40 years this year being a karate teacher, that's weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Still, I see new things in it. To this day, after all this time, sometimes the student will teach it to me by accident in that we'll be talking about something and they will say, oh, do you mean this? And I'll think, wow, that's so much better than the way I'm saying it. And I will tell them, I'm going to steal that because that's so much better than the way I've been saying it.
Something new is revealed.
Yes. And yet it's something that's based in my old knowledge. So I'm learning new things about my art.
I think that's probably what Leonardo da Vinci thought, too. When he was painting, he or any of the great masters, they had to keep doing new things with old knowledge so that they could make beautiful new things.
Huh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of that before. All these years that line has stuck with me about delving deeper into something that you're committed to rather than walking away from that commitment and just starting something new and learning it. And I think there is a commitment there. And I think there is a commitment in these seven lines on page 77 of Grandmaster Peter Urban's book, The Karate Dojo. Don't you think that commitment is part of all of it?
Commitment is part of learning. It's part of becoming a deep, knowledgeable person.
And it's part of generating lifetime relationships.
And it's a definite part of the will to act.
Oh, I like that too.
I totally agree with that.
So all this talk of commitment and long terms and so on and so forth reminds me of one of my favorite things about commitment to martial arts training. And that is how at some point in your karate life, you begin to carry your karate with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, forever. And that is the person you become. I love that.
Me too. It's just, it's all about character development.
Yes. And do you think that you can choose that or it chooses you?
I think it's a process.
Anything that takes work, you choose it. I mean, I would like to say that magic dust is dropped on your head and then you're no longer a sarcastic, self-centered,
narcissistic,
thank you, human being. But in the end, you know, you've got to work at it. You've got to work at being balanced. And we've done plenty of episodes on all of that. I don't know how I'm going to move from that to this last bit of information I have on these seven lines of text. But I do want to say one of the wonderful things that comes from knowing martial artists for decades is you get to hang out with a lot of people of good character.
Oh, yes.
It's a pretty awesome
experience.
Oh, good one. Thank you. Yes, it really is. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. So if you listened to the last episode, you heard me say that I reached out to a few people before I went to record this. And one of those people is another man that I go back a very long way with, Master Robert LaSorsa. And I reached out to him because he trained in the Northeast before he moved down here. And he had more experience with a younger Grandmaster Urban than I ever did.
Yes.
And he wrote me a really nice little paragraph on what he thought. And he's allowing me to read it right out on the air. How cool, right?
Very.
So here I go. Oh, Sensei, he says, karate was Oh Sensei Urban's religion. And these were some of his proverbs. He had his commandments, creed, and proverbs. And I'm going to stop right there and say, now he did a great job of explaining it where we used the word tenets.
Yes.
Correct?
Excellent.
Okay, I'm going to go on now. Master LaSorsa continues to say, I just quoted the first sentence to Master Brown last Tuesday night, expanding upon training's relationship to our aging, and spoke of it again with him today. And since that line isn't in today's podcast, can we just say that was a karate man in training is in karate?
Yes.
And go back and listen if you didn't already hear us, you know, blab about
it. Expound upon it.
Okay, Master LaSorsa, here I go again. Don't be angry that we're talkers. I had these phrases printed up, he says, on placards in two of my dojos, always endeavoring to engage my senior students into exploring their pertinent daily practical application. At the very least, they were exposed to them. Few absorbed much. And so I'll stop here and say, but whatever they absorb, it helps them.
Yes.
Finally, Master LaSorsa says, it is not always application. Sometimes it is the eye-opening reality of what quote-unquote is. And he's famous for saying to believe in the laws of reality. And we did a podcast on that.
Yes, we did.
Okay, here's the end. I always professed that every student should read the Karate Dojo on every promotion, as each pearl of wisdom it offered grew in meaning over time as we grew as students. This continues to hold true. This information is powerful if applied to life and doesn't change. Let us face it, karate is inseparable from our way of life. And I just want to thank you so much, Sensei LaSorsa. That was a wonderful way to take this to the end, wasn't it?
It certainly was. And it was a modern day version of what Grandmaster Urban has said.
Exactly. All right, it's time for us to do a little bit of business. So here's how to get in touch with us, folks. We are all over the web at Wildcat Dojo. You totally have to go to the YouTube page. Across the top of your page, there should be some choices, and one of them is podcast. Click it, and I have some episodes up. Not any new ones, because I'm starting at the beginning, and that was 200 and something ago.
Wow.
So, but they're up there, and they're fun.
And the slideshow that accompanies them is so much fun to watch. You might even see yourself in one of those pictures.
And you should send me a picture of yourself to add to the slideshow. You should totally do that. Will you do that? A karate picture of yourself, Sensei? Thanks. I rotate the slides all the time. They're not always the same, and there's always some repeats. And finally, I just want to thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, Michelle, anytime.
It was a fun day.
Jackie, my pleasure.
It's always great when you come. You have a really nice knowledge of things past and present.
Yes. And you know we'll see each other again very soon, right?
Absolutely.
So now it's time to say goodbye, Sensei Jackie.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
And you know I'm signing us off, guys.
Thanks for being here. Hope you join us again next week on Wildcat Dojo Conversations.
All right, let's talk about it.
Honor Athletics, of course. You can call Cynthia at 770-945-5150.
You can also reach her at honorathletics.com. And of course, don't forget to say Wildcat Dojo on checkout to get your 10% discount. Thanks to Cynthia for sponsoring us, and thanks to all of you who shop with her.